Okay, we're up to the questions of Inyana Diyoma now. On page 9. Ten Divrei Zohar being a brachos shel Shabbos al Shavu Haba. So we know that the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kol brachoso del elu tosu miyom ha-shivitalyum. The Zohar in Parshas Yisro says all the brachas of the week are come in through the previous Shabbos. Like we say, Mechadodi, kihi makor habracha. Right? So all the brachas of the coming week stem from the previous Shabbos. Kihi makor habracha. And that's why the Be'er Mayim Chayim, question 2, says that why is it called the Shabbos before Pesach called Shabbos HaGadol? Because just like we said before, that all the brachas of the coming week stem from the previous Shabbos. So if you have a yontif like Pesach in the middle of the week, so that means that the bracha of that of Pesach stemmed from when? From the previous Shabbos. So the Nes Gadol of Pesach was roots in the previous Shabbos. So therefore the Nes Gadol of Pesach was in the previous Shabbos, hence Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. Because the Gadlus and all the Neis HaGadol that took place in the middle of the week and went in Yontif, the Shabbos before, was already that miracle. And that's just, as we said on the Zohar, that all the brachas of the previous week all stem from the previous Shabbos. So then if you take the very Habutzina dehora beinin pesach al haPesach. So literally, pesach al haPesach means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, didn't kill the Bechorei Mitzrayim. He only Bechorei Yisrael, only Bechorei Mitzrayim. But the Baruch of Mezbech, he interpreted pesach al haPesach means there's a famous Chazal in the Medrash. I think it's Shir Shirim, that Hashem says, Pischuli ke pischo shel machat. That he says you should, in other words, Hashem knows, I always want some input from you. I'll help you out. But at least open up for me, at least like the opening of a needle, of the head of a needle, a little bit. And then if you do that, I'll open up, much more. So here, Hashem says, Pesach HaPesach means that he was mavater. He says, I'm not even requiring you to do that minimal thing for me. I'm not even requiring you to do that. It was Pesach HaPesach. That the normal requirement of giving me a little bit of an opening that you should do, I'm mavater. Because Klal Yisrael was such a low madrega, that they didn't have that small amount. And number 4, Tebi Rabbanei Soscha Binyan Torah Shabbos Hagadol Pi Divrei Gemara Menachas. So we know the Gemara says in Menachas that. The verse says in Menachas that the Baitusim, they believed that when the Torah says Mochas HaShabbos, it means Shabbos Bracious. It means that he always called Svira on Sunday, the Motzai Shabbos, and then Shavuos is always on Sunday. Because it says Mochas HaShabbos. Shabbos means Shabbos. But our Masorah is that Shabbos means what? Yontif, in that case. It means that so you start counting, Ruach HaShabbos means the day after Yontif. That's when you start counting. Mimachar HaShabbos, the day after Yontif. The day after the first day of Yontif, of Pesach. So, and the Bnei Yisrael has this famous interpretation, so why is Pesach called Shabbos? Well, based on the same idea, because Shabbos, we don't do anything to make Shabbos. Hashem, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos. Yontif is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, the Bezden is Mekadesh HaKadosh. But Shabbos is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing with Pesach, we didn't do anything. Like the Baruch Hu Mezmer says, we didn't even do the what? The Pischos Shel Pesach even. We didn't even do that, a minor amount. Oh, so, but Chazal say that Shabbos there means the first day of Yontif. So, the question is raised. Oh, so the Bnei Yisrael, based on these Yisodas, says maybe that's the Pshat in Shabbos Hagol. Because what's the Pshat? Because we have another day in the week that's called Shabbos, meaning Pesach, the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. So we want to differentiate. That Shabbos is what is really Yontif. That Shabbos is really Yontif. And that's not the same level of the real Shabbos, that Shabbos. But we believe that this week there are 2 days that are called Shabbos. Shabbos is called Shabbos and Yontif is called Shabbos. Whereas the Tzidukim said, no, Shabbos is always Shabbos, right? So to differentiate and to bolster the words of Chazal, we call the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos HaGadol. To show, as opposed to another day in the week that's also going to be called Shabbos, which is Yontif, that's the Shabbos HaKotan. That's Yontif. But the Shabbos beforehand, that's Shabbos HaGadol. And that's how he, so it's a beautiful pshat. In other words, to bolster the idea that Machor HaShabbos means Yontif, so we want to differentiate that Yontif is a Shabbos, and there's regular Shabbos. But Yontif is not the same level of Kedusha, so it's Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos HaKotel. So that's the that's question four. Question five. Be'er Divrei HaZichron Shmuel. Rav Zichron Shmuel was Rav Shmelka Taubenfeld. He was a B'lik Talmud Chacham. He learned in the base Medrash HaGadol in Muncie. That's considered one of the Chashavi Yeshivas in those days, the base Medrash HaGadol. So, Beis Medrash Elyon, I'm sorry. Beis Medrash Elyon. That's what I meant to say. So he says, so what was the big deal? what was the big deal why were they so adamant? Well, so he says like this. See, we hold Shavuos is not only an agricultural holiday, but Shavuos is also what? It's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. That's why Shmuel Talmud writes, we have the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves were brought on Shavuos, that was connected to Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Those were the two loaves. But they don't believe in that. So they hold everything was agricultural. So for them, see, so Chazal say that we counted 50 days to when we went out of Mitzrayim and for the Matan Torah. But they hold nothing to do with Matan Torah. So the days of Shavuos is whenever Shabbos is going to be that week, it's going to be starting the day after is the count. not necessarily any day that Shavuot, the Matan Torah, fell on. But they hold that if you're counting, since the holiday is just an agricultural holiday, then it's based on the week, the week of the Teva. What's the week of the Teva? Starts from Sunday's the first day. So therefore, since it's a Teva Dika holiday, it starts with the week of the Teva. But we believe it's a holiday about Kabbalah Satorah. So therefore, it shouldn't be based on the week of the Teva, but it should be based on the week after Pesach, which is the Zman that they counted 50 days to get to Matan Torah. So basically, and therefore, all the things in Shavuos are things that have to do with Matan Torah. So basically, they're arguing, it's not only a question of do we start counting from second day of Pesach, or do we start counting from Sunday? And that has to do with, is Shavuos just an agricultural holiday, or is Shavuos a holiday of Kabbalah Satorah? Because if it's just agricultural, it doesn't have to fall on the day that we actually receive the Torah. And since that's what they held, so therefore they held that therefore the holiday should be Machrash HaShabbos, Shabbos Bracious, because Bracious is the beginning of the Teva, and Sunday is the first day of the Yemos HaTeva. So they weren't just arguing on what the Pasuk means, but it was a fundamental argument of what the whole nature of the Yontif is all about. And that's the Zichron Shmuel. And question six is about the Sefer Siftei Tzadikim. It was a Talmud of the Or of Yisrael. We did this we had it originally in a Chumash packet. That there's an Indian, when you do a mitzvah, you shouldn't just do the mitzvah, you should read the psukim of the mitzvah. Why? Because we learned the Gemara in Sota that says that an Avera is Mechabe the mitzvah, but ain't Avera Mechabe Torah. An Avera is not Mechabe Torah. It doesn't extinguish Torah. So therefore, if you say psukim by the mitzvah, then the mitzvah becomes a chefetz of Torah. You know, there's a big, the mitzvah becomes a chefetz shel Torah, and then the Torah you can't extinguish. So we suggested that maybe that's the idea of the Rabbi Gamliel. Kol shelo omer shlosha dor me'elu b'pesach lo yotzo yidei chavaso, pesach matzo morer, right? So then we say the psukim about pesach matzo morer. Rabbi Gamliel, pesach zushan olchim shuma, because we want, because these are the foundations, you know. The Yisrael says it's basically the Sefer Ha'ikrim says there are three Ikori Emuna. There's Torah Min Hashamayim, Schar Va'Onesh, and Hashkacha. Right here, and the Sefer Ikrim says that's what Malchus, Shofar, and Zichronos. Malchus is the Hashem's the Melech, so and Shofar is the Shofar Matan Torah, and Zichronos is the Hashkacha of Hashem. So these are fundamentals, and Pesach Matzah Morah is also, we'll see, as to do so. We want the Pesach, the foundations of the Muna of Pesach, to be concretized. And the only way to concretize it is to transform from mitzvahs to Torah. Because mitzvahs could come and go.
Mitzvahs, you do an Aveira, the mitzvah's gone. But the mitzvahs of Lel Seder, we want them to be a Chefetzah Shel Torah. So Mereila, what do? We say the Psukim together with the mitzvahs, like the Arizal. That was a big Yisrael from the Sefer Sif Tzadikim.